If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great, great weekend. Little wet.
Yep.
But we'll take it.
I'll take more. I've still got yellow vehicles. I don't want to see no point in washing them, you know.
Not now.
No.
Not now. Let's just keep the severe weather away from all of us. You know, the end of March, can't even believe we're saying that. The end of March, the Legacy Class Share Lunker collection period ended. That means the numbers have been set for 2025.
All right.
And to catch us up on what's going on with the Share Lunker program, TPWD Share Lunker Coordinator Natalie Goldstrom will be joining us. And I tell you what, Harold, I was dumbfounded. I thought, well, this is going to be a little bit of an off year with January and February.
Right.
And even the first part of March. And then it seemed to finish with a flurry. Plus, there's so much more and other ways that anglers can continue to contribute to that program. So we'll be discussing that. We've got some news literally from around the state as well as the country. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as we mentioned at the top of the program, this yo-yo weather pattern that we've had for the start of 2025, looks like we're going to just kind of yo-yo our way right on from spring toward summer. You know, it's just crazy the swings that are taking place. And pretty dramatic swings, too.
Well, I had it in the Hill Country last weekend. I went up to El Rancho Gun, finally, after quite a while, mainly to make a list of chores for the next trip. But, nice lightning storms, some nice drizzles, nothing really hard, but still had some off-and-on drizzles, which were great, and a really big meteor. I haven't seen one in a long time, and that was a thrill. Still is.
Really?
Yeah.
Outstanding. Wish this weather systems that are coming through would come in a little further west to benefit Texans up in the panhandle. We certainly have seen, wildfires in recent years.
Oh, boy. Well,
as well as out in the Trans-Pecos region. Just really, really very, very dry. Many, many lakes are extremely low. And, of course, then there's the halves, the eastern half of of the state.
Yeah, but there's pretty big wildfire in Fredericksburg a couple of weeks ago. And then when I was coming back from the ranch, as I passed Lake Buchanan, the hills on the south side of the highway, there was a fire.
Really?
In the hills, yeah. And I guess the whatever fire departments were working were on the other side because there was nothing on the highway. But there it was. The top of the hills were burning.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. We've got some news from our friends at Dallas Safari Club.
Oh, what?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, they announced that it was their understanding that the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center was going to be torn down and remodeled and that they were going to be without a place to hold their annual convention.
Right.
So the powers that be at the time scrambled and hired consultants.
Of course.
And made a decision to sign a 5-year contract in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right to me. Dallas Safari Club in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, what could go wrong there?
Yeah, right.
But anyway, they had their convention this year. Weather caught them. And then they have a new CEO, and we introduced him to our listeners a couple of months ago, Rob McKenna, the CEO of Dallas Safari Club and Dallas Safari Club Foundation. And he was just getting his toes wet.
Right.
And now the convention's behind him. They've reached out to stakeholders, including exhibitor partners, sponsors, DSC members, as well as the DSC board. You would think all those, would have been
contact in the first place.
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes. And so what they've done, they looked at the value of the contract in Atlanta, what the buyout would be, and they have evidently negotiated a termination where the 2026 show, January 2026, will be in Atlanta, as will the 2027 show. But then,
yes,
coming back to Texas.
Okay.
All right. At the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yes. 2028, 2029, and 2030. And look forward to seeing that.
And close to the China Garden restaurant.
Ah, yes, it will be. Many new friends will be visiting
right.
China Garden.
Right.
So what do you got in the way of some national news?
Well, I got one, though. I have to share this because of the dumbing down of America, and this is from the American Legion. 13,000 is the average number of words spoken by a person daily. Down from 16,000 in 2005, a decline that appears linked to increasing reliance on texting and social media.
Oh.
Duh.
Relying is the word that they use.
Right. Yeah.
That's say hiding.
Duh.
I mean, they just don't want the personal contact.
No, of course not. And they don't teach cursive anymore.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, from the NRA this week, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, reaffirmed his support for the rights of law-abiding gun owners by vetoing 24 bills that have trampled on the Second Amendment freedoms of the citizens of the Commonwealth. Similar to last session, Governor Youngkin disposed of egregious legislation that would have emboldened criminals and left peaceable Virginians defenseless. On behalf of Virginia NRA members and Second Amendment supporters, I want to thank Governor Youngkin for standing strong in his support for the Second Amendment by vetoing the litany of gun control bills pushed through the General Assembly this year, said John Comerford, Executive Director of the NRA Institute for the Legislative Action. For the second year in a row, gun control activists tried to enact dozens of radical California-style laws that would have severely restricted the Second Amendment rights of gun owners in the Commonwealth. The NRA applauds Governor Youngkin for upholding his promise to protect our constitutional freedoms.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Coming out of Austin, Texas Parks and Wildlife is launching the new Powderhorn Paddle Trail. Mentioned the launch of some new access points last week. But this is in conjunction with the acquisition of the Powderhorn Ranch there out of Port O'Connor. And it basically opens up over 26 miles of paddle trails along the shoreline in Matagorda Bay and different creeks. Just really interesting, but I thought it was interesting in the press release. It talked about different legs of the trail, Harold.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, now remember.
Yes.
On your return trip,
uh-huh,
you're going to be heading into the wind.
Ah, okay.
So don't just go paddling and go, oh, this is so nice with the wind at my back, you know.
But then.
But then you have to try to make it right home. You have to make it home. Anything else before we go to break?
Well, I did real quick from our friend Sid Miller. Our Agricultural Commission, Texas leads the nation in beef production, okay, generating billions for our economy, putting the best steaks on dinner plates across America, and it's about time we had a signature Texas cut to match. He's supporting SCR 26, HCR 101 in the Texas legislature for making it happen. A proper Texas cut wouldn't just showcase our beef, but cement our place as the global leader in top-quality cattle production. Rest assured, the Department of Agriculture stands ready. So instead of New York strip, maybe Texas strip. They're debating on what it should be. You got an idea of what the steak of Texas should be?
Yeah, ribeye.
Yeah. And my favorite. Yeah. That's my
and
favorite.
Don't let them cut that tail off.
No,
you know?
Oh, no, yeah.
I mean,
that's where you start eating.
The answer, yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah, Texas ribeye.
Hey.
Just let it do it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our Best Bets Outdoor Report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off-road, so y'all stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. And just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And some of the dealers where you can see the blind lineup include Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Koontz, the other in Buna. West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo. Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Moore Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Gibson's in Kerrville, Ebar Feeds, two location, one in Gonzales and the other Hallettsville. Then we've got D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Carter's Country, four locations in the greater Houston area, and Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, on Saturday, first of two best days of the week. This Sunday and Monday are two more good ones. Tuesday and Wednesday slip to fair. Thursday through next Saturday, a trio of good days. Next Sunday, another best day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from either side of sunrise. Continue to feed until either side of the noon hour. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll see this major feeding period of the day from early to mid-morning and lasting until early afternoon. By Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from late morning until mid to late afternoon. On Saturday, April the 12th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday's a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday through next Sunday will each have a double tide schedule of two high, two low each day.
All right, on the coast, when it comes to fishing, this truly is a period of transition. We've gone from cooler water temperatures, and it's warming. We now have winds. Add to that heavy rains.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of reading the water and coming up with a plan. We keep talking about this, and don't just have a plan. Have several options, because once you get there, conditions may change along the way. Prior to all this, fishing has been pretty good, and it will continue to be good, but you may either have to go deeper depending upon how much freshwater runoff we have coming from East Texas and up toward the Metroplex. Lake Calcasieu certainly has some. Places like Calcasieu and Sabine Lake, they've got marsh areas that they can get out into, and they're not as heavily impacted by the flow to get away from the main current or stream flow of water leaving the Bay Area. Galveston, look down at West Galveston Bay on the west end, a little bit more protection again out of the flow. You've got Matagorda, east end of, the west end of East Matagorda Bay. Might be able to look around Pascavallo, near the Port of Conner jetties.
Mm-hmm.
Never hear anybody talk about the J-hook anymore.
Oh.
But you know, some fishing there in behind Matagorda Island. Spending some time, not so much in the back lakes, but along the beachfront. Head into St. Joe Island. Try St. Charles Bay. And I'm just throwing things out that are all potential options that I would look at of areas to fish. In behind Mustang and North Padre Island, some good fishing, and you really don't have the runoff influence like you do on the upper coast once you get past Victoria and the Guadalupe River. Topwater time coming up. We've got croaker time coming up. When things settle, it's going to be time for the surf to really turn on with speckled trout. And that can be an absolute hoot. Plus a variety of fish that are available on the lower Laguna Madre. Mangrove snapper, snook, tarpon in addition to, you know, trout, redfish, drum, etc. So fishing is going to be pretty good. We just have to deal with the days that we're challenged by weather. What's going on in our lakes?
It's going to be somewhere.
Oh, yeah. They're going to eat.
No matter where you go, there's weather.
They're going to eat.
All right. Let's go to East Texas. Conroe. Catfish have been good on baited holes from 10 to 40 feet of water. Bass are bedding with some nice catches, possible sight fishing. The biggest report is that the shad have started moving on the bulkheads in a scattered fashion. If you see the shad running, you can catch literally every predator fish in that area. Lake of the Pines. Bass are spawning in wind-protected shallow pockets in 4 to 6 feet of water. Bass are biting Texas rig creature baits, jigs, soft jerk baits. Some fish are still waiting for warmer water temperatures, staging on hard cover near spawning flats, and can be caught using a jerk bait or shallow crankbaits and bladed jigs. Sam Rayburn. Water temperature can reach the high 70s in the backs of the pockets. Bass are spawning on the banks, hitting white spinnerbaits and white swim jigs. Crappie are on the banks and spawned out. It is time to wade around the stumps for crappie. Toledo Bend. Water temperature holding right around 60, 64 degrees. The lake is on the rise. Bass are good in 1 to 6 feet of water with frogs, wacky worms, cinchos, and Texas rig lizards. Post-spawn fish are starting to show up in 8 to 12 feet on shallow running crankbaits in shad color or Carolina rigs. Palestine, catfish are good around the boathouses, retaining walls, and buck brush along the bank with chicken liver and cut shad. Crappie are good, spawning along the bank or staged in 8 to 16 feet of water. Whitney, fishing patterns continue to hold. Striped bass are good with live bait in 5 to 30 feet of water. Catfish are good using cut bait in shallow water. Crappie are beginning to move up the rivers in shallow water in preparation for spawning.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, we're big friendly. Amistad Reservoir. Right off the bat, they're talking about high winds in the weekend forecast. But you know what? There's plenty of channels and river walls that you can get in and hide and find some protection. Bass have been good in 5 to 10 feet of water in the first drop with soft plastics. Deep water near flats is a good zone to catch pre-spawn and spawning bass. Bedding bass are in 6 to 8 feet of water. Falcon, keeper catfish are in 3 to 10 feet of water around structure on fresh-cut bait. Trophy catfish are in 5 to 20 feet of water. Brownwood, black bass to 10.19 pounds. Mm. Are excellent in 1 foot to 5 foot of water all around the lake in pockets on hags, tornadoes, and cheat codes in white or green pumpkin gilled baits. OH ivy, main lake water temperature 62 to 64 degrees, and the upper end 68 degrees in both rivers. Main lake bass are good to 14 pounds on a variety of baits. You know what surprises me, and I'm going to bring this up with our guest, is the old way of fishing ivy, predating forward-facing sonar, uh-huh, was to do a drift. You would set out markers, and you'd set up a long drift over deep water flats, 25 to 35 feet deep, with a 10-inch power worm and Carolina rigged. All these people that are fishing forward-facing sonar seem to be honing in on that 8 to 16 foot range. Hmm. They're not going deeper, and I wonder why, or if they don't know, or if they can't see.
Maybe our guest knows.
Maybe, uh-huh, if she'll tell.
Okay.
And then, finally, we've got Meredith, and you know, we're talking walleye.
Yep.
And the neat thing about that is those fish that were released a few years ago, mm-hmm, they're now starting to approach 20 inches in size, so that's some good fish. What's happening in the Hill Country?
Well, Lake Austin, bass are spawning with a lot of shallow fish, a lot of 1 to 3 pound fish with the occasional bigger bite fishing down the bank. Some bigger females are shallow and spawning. Quite a few beds around the lake right now. Grass seems to be a key when looking for bigger groups of fish. Buckhannon, fishing has been hot. The threadfin shad spawn has begun in 30 minutes before daylight to 1 hour after daylight. Most shorelines around the lake will have stripers, whites, and every other fish that feed on the threadfin shad and are ready to eat. Topwaters, rattle traps, swim baits, or just about anything you want to throw is working. Canyon. Bass are in all stages of the spawn. As water temperatures increase, the bass will become more aggressive. Swim baits over grass and dragging a worm have been most successful. White bass and stripers are good on the lower end with jigging spoons and small swim baits. Waco. Crappie are in full spawn, being caught from 1 to 13 feet of water in the creek with jigs or minnows. Some big females are staging on creek brush piles in 12 to 13 feet of water.
All right, on the hunting scene, it is spring turkey season, and everything except for east zone season is open. The north zone will run through May 11, the south zone through April 27th. The one turkey county runs through the end of April, April 30th. Opening April 22nd is the east zone and runs through May 14. But I can tell you that the opportunities for access to where those birds are is pretty limited right now. But then you've got other open counties for squirrel, and you've got javelina that runs year-round through August 31. All right, I see you.
I've got something, yes.
You always have
a vehicle.
Something.
Interesting squirrel, the algorithm. You know, sometimes you think things, and then every time you turn your phone on and go to Facebook, there's an ad for what you just thought of.
Right.
For some reason, the last 3 weeks, continually, how to skin and cook squirrels.
Really?
Yeah, just over and over, these things are showing up. Okay, why not? And now I know there's two ways to skin them. I only thought there was one. Anyhow, now, vehicle, really nice. 25th anniversary edition, all-wheel drive, Toyota Highlander HEV. Nice 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine mated to an extra hybrid engine. So we're talking good gas mileage here and plenty of pep at 243 horsepower. And this is a midsize SUV, three rows. But really car-like ride and handling, on and a little off the road, of course, being all-wheel drive and with all those different drive modes, 3,500 pounds of towing, Toyota Safety Sense pre-collision system, which sometimes it's telling me too much. You know, watch it, get out, turn it away, watch it, stop, brake. Heated power folding outside mirrors, puddle lamps that say, hi, 25th edition, hands-free power liftgate, which comes in handy. Nice big screens for all the multimedia stuff you want. Good JBL sound system with 11 speakers. Leather trim seats. Second row sunshades, which are nice. Third row 60-40 split folding seats. Really a comfortable vehicle. Like I say, good on and off the road. 360-degree camera, which I think is just wonderful. It's amazing, really. Very nicely equipped. 35 miles per gallon in the city, 34 on the highway. Which is really good, and loaded to the gills comes in at 54. So I think it's a very, very good value and a really good ride. The 25 Toyota Highlander HEV 25th edition all-wheel drive.
I've had the occasion to utilize Uber services.
Yes.
On a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick me up, drop me off.
Right.
Pick me up, drop me off.
Right.
And I've ridden in a Tesla.
Okay.
And I went,
Okay.
Knowing
you and plug-ins, yeah, okay.
And, you know, trying to find something for me to fit my 14s in,
right.
It is kind of interesting. And even when you try to upgrade to something more legroom, they lie.
Oh, okay.
So
they won't let you sit up front, huh?
Huh?
They won't let you sit up front?
Because I want to drive.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. Oh, that's something else.
Yes.
Uber's map that they GPS is terrible.
Oh, okay.
I go, don't listen to that. Listen to me. I'm going to get you there quicker.
I know where I'm going. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking share lunkers in Texas right after this.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid, going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold those values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. Spear Ag is also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. And from growing big critters, terrestrial critters,
yes,
to growing big fish.
Absolutely.
We welcome our guest, Natalie Goldstrom, who is the Shared Lunker Coordinator. Natalie, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News, and I have a confession for you. The way the weather started in 2025, we went through January, February, had a few fish, getting into early March, and I'm going, it's going to be an off year. And then somebody flipped a switch, and it got busy at the last half of March, didn't it?
They certainly did. Yeah, we had one fish come in right after the other. One day we had two come in on one day.
What was our total? I mean, the previous 3 years were like record-setting, and Ivy certainly carried the banner as the headliner. But we had fish coming in from a variety of lakes across the Lone Star State.
We certainly did, yeah. We ended up with a total of 14 legacy class sharelunkers that were shared with the program. And we had a number of reservoirs contribute. OH Ivy was still the front runner of the group with 6 legacy class bass contributed. But there were 9 reservoirs in total this season.
Well,
Natalie, that's Harold. For the uninitiated or people at my age that have memory lapses, can you sort of explain the program to people, though, that aren't familiar with it, and what we're doing and what we're catching and what we're doing with these fish and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably the most famous portion of the program started just under 40 years ago, and anglers that catch a 13-plus pound largemouth bass and share it with the Toyota Sharelunker program can have their fish entered into a selective spawning program, and their fish will actually be picked up by a Texas Parks and Wildlife employee and brought to one of our hatcheries for spawning with a male descendant of another Sherlunker bass.
Well, and we know that the calendar and the dates are somewhat arbitrary. And it's a picket date. And then things happen that is after the collection period, as was the case this year, when a really big fish was caught after the legacy period that you all have taken, and it's going to be in the at the new aquarium there at the Fishery Center. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. So we got a phone call from a longtime legacy class Lunker angler who had his client on the boat, and they just landed a 16.39 pound largemouth bass. This is the 20th biggest bass in Texas history, and they said, we would like to share this fish with Parks and Wildlife. Let us know how we can help. So we asked if they would be willing to donate this fish to us. And because of their generous offering to donate the fish, it's going to be on display at the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens, Texas, once we reopen from renovation.
You know, that's pretty exciting, and it reminds me going back to the days of Ethel, you know, when that fish was on display. But looking at it, I noticed on your Facebook page that someone said, well, why not spawn the fish? And the comment from, I think, one of your associates said, you know, that the spawning option is certainly available if needed. Is that correct?
Yes. So legacy class Sherlunkers obviously take priority for selective spawning at our hatcheries. But this fish allows us that opportunity to be available for spawning when it's going to be best for the program overall. And since Kelly was so generous to donate his fish, that opportunity is available to us now or in the future.
And then what happens to all of those hatchlings? Because there's a lot of them.
Yes. So when we spawn our legacy class Sherlunkers, the offspring are hatched and grown out until they're about an inch and a half or 2 inches long, and then they're stocked back into the reservoirs that contributed legacy class Sherlunkers. So this year we have O.H. Ivy, Richland Chambers, Lady Bird Lake, J.B. Thomas, Alan Henry, Tewakini, Sam Rayburn, Lake Tyler, and Toledo Bend. So they're going to be spread throughout a number of public reservoirs to grow up and be monster bass themselves.
That's exciting. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. Folks, you stick around as well, as we're going to continue our conversation about the Sherlunker program, which has a whole lot more than just the legacy class, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Sherlunker Coordinator Natalie Goldstrom. Natalie, as I mentioned, and everyone knows, the legacy class gets the lion's share of the headlines, but there's so much more to the Sherlunker program. The thing that comes to mind that's really seems somewhat new and is interesting is taking a scale from your fish and submitting it for testing. Talk a little bit about that, would you?
Yes. So we've expanded the program, so any bass that's 8 pounds or heavier, 24 inches or longer, can be entered into the Sherlunker program. And when our anglers are catching these fish, they have the opportunity to take 3 scales off their fish anywhere on the body. It's not going to hurt them. Let them dry out, mail them into our genetics lab, and we can tell some pretty incredible things from these fish, whether or not they're pure Florida bass, if they're related to any of our hatchery bass or sharelunkers that have been shared with the program. And we tell our anglers when they share that information with us, we like to respond back to them and let them know the information that we learned from their fish. So because it's something that we're putting a major push towards over the last couple of seasons, we have extra incentives for anglers if they're willing to share their DNA from their bass. We have a Bass University subscription along with a Lewes bait casting reel valued at $200. So we're hoping that that's going to encourage people to try to remember to take those genetic samples and send them in.
Has the program, that portion of the program, been around long enough to really get any data or to see any trends yet, or is it still developing?
We're always wanting additional information, but we're starting to get more and more every year, and we're able to make some connections with these, 8-pound bass connected back to some of these 13-pound bass. So the more that our biologists can learn about what's going on with these fish between 8 to 13 pounds, the more we're going to be able to kind of increase the lunker potential of the reservoir. So hopefully our anglers are catching more big fish out there. And we are seeing, I think that our most notable find was we had stocked that new reservoir up north in Texas, Lake Bodark, with sharelunker offspring. And one of the anglers sent in some scales off of their bass, and we found out that this 8-pound bass was related to one of our sharelunkers that was spawned in our hatchery. And this 8-pound bass was 5 years old, which is incredible growth. So we're learning a ton of things about our fish, our hatchery success, our stocking successes, just from three little scales off angler's fish.
Yeah, Natalie, you're talking about the fishery center going through a remodel, getting ready to reopen. Could you tell us like what is new or changed and when the reopening is going to be?
Yeah, so I'm obviously the Toyota Sharelunker Program Coordinator, and one of the things that I'm most excited about is that there's going to be a Sharelunker exhibit out there for everyone to come and visit and see eye-to-eye bass that are going to be 13 pounds or heavier. And, we've always had, one or two Sharelunkers on display, but we're going to have a good number out there and other places throughout the center. But everything's going to be new and improved. You're going to see new fish. We're going to see new exhibits. All the inside is going to be refreshed as well. So if you've ever been out to the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens, Texas, it's going to have a completely different look, and we encourage everybody that hasn't been here or has to come on back when we have our grand reopening.
I also want to encourage everybody to go to the website. You can go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website and go to Fishing and navigate your way over and find the Sharelunker tab, or you can go directly to TexasSharelunker.com. And as I look at this, Natalie, you've got obviously the Sharelunker, the legacy. Then you've got, and that's for fish 13 plus pounds and larger. Then you've got the Lewes Sharelunker Legend 13 plus pound. Then you've got Strike King Sharelunker Elite 10 plus and Bass Pro Shop Sharelunker 8 plus. What's the different categories for?
It's just different weight categories to kind of recognize how big of a bass that you've had. And, we do have two categories for those 13-pound bass. Those that are caught within the spawning season and shared for spawning purposes, those are the legacy fish caught between January 1st and March 31st. And then the Lewes Legend are either caught outside the season or caught, and maybe the angler didn't know that they could share this fish with the spawning program.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot as an angler, okay?
Okay.
Looking with this forward-facing sonar that has, become the rage and is being utilized to catch some big fish, and it seems the people using that equipment are targeting 8 to about 16 feet of water. I haven't heard of them targeting something deeper. I don't use it. I'm not familiar with it. I don't know if it has the capabilities to go deeper, But where I'm going with this is on a lake like Ivy, back in the old school day, was the Ivy Drift, drifting the deep water flats, 25 plus foot depth, and using a Carolina rig and a 10-inch power worm. Has anybody, or have you heard of anybody being able to probe the deeper depths with this forward-facing sonar?
We have had several of our legacy class fish come from depths that are greater than, you know, 25 to 30 feet.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Well, so they are probing all points of the bottom. Very good. You know, getting kids started, anything in the Share Lunker program, is this more for a bit more experienced anglers, or is there something that incorporates the next generation of anglers?
This program is for anybody. I mean, seeing some of these fish, it just inspires you to get out there and, you know, try to go and fish and catch your fish of a lifetime, or even inspire you to learn, you know, new fishing techniques, new reservoirs. Maybe you'll fall in love with bass fishing, and if that's not quite what you're interested in, maybe you'll find something else, outdoor sports that you're interested in. So this program is really for anybody and everybody to inspire to catch that personal best bass out there and get your hands kind of wet, and you know, maybe you'll end up with a big bass.
Yeah, Natalie, the clock is catching up to us, but right quick, here I've given you my trophy of a lifetime. What do I get? Do I get a picture or something?
If you catch your fish of a lifetime and it's one of those 13-plus pounders?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll get a catch kit, which is lures from our sponsor, Strike King, a decal for your boat showing off that you caught that 13-plus largemouth bass.
Okay.
You get entered into a drawing for two different $5,000 Bass Pro Shop shopping spree. You get to come to a VIP banquet to celebrate you and sharing your fish and your contribution to bass conservation. You'll also receive a replica from your fish from Lake Fork Taxidermy, branded Sharelunker apparel from AFCO, and a Bass University swag pack.
Ooh, okay.
And if you miss that and you're salivating over what you might get, you can go to TexasShareLunker.com, and that information is recited there as well. Natalie, as always, we appreciate what you and your team do. Thanks for being our guest today on Texas Outdoor News.
Well, thank you very much for having me and talking about the program.
Thank you, Natalie. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA. and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar. What's coming up, Harold?
Okay! April the 10th, Hill Country Apex Feathers and Fajitas Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation Banquet in Spring Branch at Max's Roadhouse. Information on that, nwtf.org. April the 10th also, Austin Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Austin, held at the BR Pavilion. And for information on that, go to ducks.org and then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. Sometimes they have kits that include one of each. These products charge with a USB cord, any light source, including the sun, and they hold a charge for 7 years. They can use, they can be used to charge your phone also. So, for other devices, they'll do the same thing. And our listeners, friends, have got a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Natalie Goldstrom, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Cher Lunker Program Coordinator, and the way that Ivy has continued to produce fish.
Yeah.
And the fact that deep drift that I keep talking about mm-hmm. usually runs into the mid-June.
Ooh.
It'll be interesting to see what else comes out of some of these other deep water lakes.
Do we know what exciting things we're going to do next week yet?
No.
But we're working on it.
No.
We're not working on it?
No.
Oh, sure we are.
It's
anyway.
Going to be a surprise.
Oh, okay. I like surprises. All right. Go to the website, friends, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, you can replay the show. Just go up at the top, listen to our show. You know, what they say about Cheryl Lunker? Well, it's going to be there, all right? Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there and join us again next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.